listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The executive director of MultiCaf, the food bank in Côte d'Neige, received the King Charles Coronation Medal for his dedication to the community.
This recognition is not an endpoint, but a motivation to keep pushing forward. Let's continue to believe in our power to act, dream big, and create a future where everyone belongs. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I accept this medal in all our names.
That was Jean-Sébastien Patrice, the recipient of the medal. The King Charles Coronation III Medal is a special honor awarded to one person in each province or territory for exceptional community contributions. The medal was awarded at a special ceremony at MultiCaf. MultiCaf is also celebrating its 35th anniversary this year, but it changed very rapidly under the direction of Patrice when he took over in 2017.
When I arrived here, only the employees, we had five permanent employees. Right now we are almost at 30 employees, and during the summer we are at 50 employees. So just that deserve a lot of attention. We used to have numbers of the business affair. It was $580,000 per year. Now it's $7.5 million. So, and the people that we are helping, we used to have in 2017 less than 1,000 people that we serve. Right now it's 16,000 different households. So it's a whole different story.
Patrice managed MultiCaf through COVID. He slept in his office during the height of the pandemic to keep his children safe from exposure and stay dedicated to the food bank. Patrice says now the large problems facing MultiCaf and the community are inflation and economic instability.
If the economy has some difficulties, people will come here again and again, and that will be a mainstream difficulties for us. So that changed a lot, and the society is always in movement, and we had to adapt each time for the demand, the growing demand.
Demand for MultiCaf's food service has risen tenfold in the past year. Under Patrice's guidance, 81% of MultiCaf clientele gain independence in about 5 months, no longer requiring the service. That time used to be 18 months before Patrice.
People has to go back to work, go back to school, go back to whatever the style of life they chosen, but they have to go back to be an active for the society. So we worked our head off during 2 years, and we lost $1 million the first year because we bought a lot of things because I didn't want to say no. Because I didn't know how to say no.
Right.
When there's a family that come here during the winter and the kid doesn't have boots or a coat, and they are hungry, how would I say no?
MultiCaf is now developing a massive food stability center in the Hippodrome area in NDG. Patrice is planning for the center to have greenhouses, gardening, markets, and more food resources for the area. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Thank you.
listening to Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. From the movie The Gorge. Welcome to this week's episode of Electric Messiah Radio. This week's episode is brought to you by the letter P. P like paint, P like purple, P like Pantera. This is A New Level by Pantera. We'll be right back.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artists. More info on Cilidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
And we're back. Hello. Welcome. Welcome again to the Electric Messiah radio show on CJLO 1690, live in Montreal, 9:15 on a cold, cold Saturday, March 1st. We're not in February. We're in the third month, and there's so much metal that's come out already. All right, let's get to it. From the top of the show, we heard music from the new movie The Gorge, which is done by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, who are Nine Inch Nails also, and good movie. Lots of scenes of gore, not necessarily gore, but anyway, take a look at it, you'll see what I mean. They have check out the spider skulls, the skull spiders. Yeah, anyway, no spoilers. Then we heard Pantera with A New Level from A Vulgar Display of Power. That was from 1992. And after that, we heard a new band called Scour, which is the singer Phil Anselmo from Pantera fronting that band. It's they're calling it some sort of a supergroup, but whatever. Titles. All right, let's get into it. What do we have next coming up on the show? We have Canadian content. I just lost my list here. Good for me. I can find it right here. When I came into the show today, the internet was down, and I had a slight freak out. And everything seems to be on board now, and I'm just praying that it doesn't go out again. All right, here's a band from Vancouver. They released an album yesterday. They're called Grave Infestation, and this is one of their songs from their album Carnage Gathers. This is Living Inhumation. We'll be right back. Yeah. Wow. That's a brand new song by Get the Shot. Get the Shot Icons from Quebec City, Quebec, Canada. That was Pit of Misery. And if you've ever been in a Get the Shot mosh pit, you know that that's a true statement, Pit of Misery. Before that, we had Grave Infestation from their new album, Carnage Gathers, released yesterday. And the song was Living Inhumation. The screen to the left of me just started doing things. I think someone's using it remotely. Anyway, way to disrupt a show screen. Thanks a lot. Before that, we had Scour with their new album, Gold, came out last week, I think. And the song is Coin. I love the lyrics on that one. Pre-apocalyptic hearse, dragon horse, grinding blood. I don't even know if you can grind liquids, but they can. Breakneck shambles, goat head idol. And before that, we had Pantera, A New Level from Vulgar Display of Power, released a long time ago. And we opened the show with Millipedes and Fire Ants off the Gorge soundtrack for the action horror movie that Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross scored. I really like it, the movie and the soundtrack, and that's enough plugging for that. Let's keep going here. We're going to continue with a band from Guelph called World Eaters. This is Flash of Green on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690.
Warning. Demonic presence, threat level 5, entering main laboratory. We'll be right back.
going to be fine.
Wow. That's from Architects, brand new song called Whiplash from an album released yesterday. A lot of new music out yesterday. The album's called The Sky, The Earth, and All Between. And that's on Epitaph. They're from Brighton, England. Brighton.
Now, not fucking look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Not as pissed as I am.
Yeah, not as pissed as they are. All right. Coming up next, we have a band that I really, really love. I think I've seen them twice now. They're called Spirit World. They have a new album coming out. When is that coming out? I think it's coming out March 21st or March 7th. I have no clue. Let's see. Yeah, March 21st. They've released three singles from the new album. The new album is called Hell Dorado, and this is it, Oblivion, Spirit World, CJLO. We'll be right back.
Talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said, friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artists. More info on Cité d'Or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
All right, back to the episode. Of this week's episode of Electric Messiah. We have 13 minutes left. What shall we play? Well, let's just get to what we just played. You heard Oblivion from the third single from the new album Hell Dorado coming out March 21st. That's 20 days from now, by Spirit World, great band out of Las Vegas, Nevada. And then after that, we heard some German thrash metal. They're from a town that I've never heard. They're called Destruction. The song's called Scumbag Human Race. Pretty sure they nailed it. All right. What should we play next? Some sludge. That'll be a first on this show. I know. Let's play some black metal. Yeah, let's do that. This is going to be Church Tongue featuring Deaf Heaven. You'll know it was me on CJLO. Here we go.
Ticking time bomb prolonged until I recognized your perfect siren song. When you came into frame, I let my eyes in dust. I knew that I would rather share your name. If lightning strikes until you hear a sound, you'll know. You'll know it was me.
Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to leave it at that for tonight. That was Church Tongue featuring Deaf Heaven. That came out yesterday. You'll Know It Was Me is the name of the EP, also the name of the song. We're going to leave you now with the last song from the Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross soundtrack movie, The Gorge. It's called But a Whimper. Here on CJLO, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.